Cakes and Ale by W. Somerset Maugham. Read by James Saxon. Chapter 1. I have noticed that when someone asks for you on the telephone and, finding you out, leaves a message begging you to call him up the moment you come in, and it's important, the matter is more often important to him than to you. When it comes to making you a present or doing you a favour, most people are able to hold their impatience within reasonable bounds. So when I got back to my lodgings with just enough time to have a drink, a cigarette, and to read my paper before dressing for dinner, and was told by Miss Fellows, my landlady, that Mr. Alroy Keir wished me to ring him up at once, I felt that I could safely ignore his request. "Is that the writer?" she asked me. "It is." She gave the telephone a friendly glance. "Shall I get him?" "No, thank you." "What shall I say if he rings again?" "Ask him to leave a message." "Very good, sir." She pursed her lips, and she took the empty siphon, swept the room with a look to see that it was tidy, and went out. Miss Fellows was a great novel reader. I was sure that she had read all Roy's books. Her disapproval of my casualness suggested that she had read them with admiration. When I got home again, I found a note in her bold, legible writing on the sideboard. "Mr. Keir rang up twice. Can you lunch with him tomorrow? If not, what day will suit you?" I raised my eyebrows. I had not seen Roy for 3 months, and then only for a few minutes at a party. He had been very friendly, he always was, and when we separated he had expressed his hearty regret that we met so seldom. "London's awful," he said. "One never has time to see any of the people one wants to. Let's lunch together one day next week, shall we?" "I'd like to," I replied. "I'll look at my book when I get home and ring you up." "All right."